Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Whether actors were simply throwing caution to the wind and adding in some now legendary improvisation, or even pretending to perform a deeply uncomfortable act in front of the last person on earth they'd want around in that moment, the truths behind these brilliant scenes only make us appreciate what made it onto our cinema screens that little bit more. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 movie scenes even more impressive when you know the truth. Number 10, the whole cast had to do some serious food acting. The Philosopher's Stone. Over the course of the epic saga that was the Harry Potter movie series, fans the world over were treated to countless scenes depicting the students of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry tucking into monumental feasts within the walls of the Great Hall. However, a few days after the cast sat down for the first time to munch on everything from chicken legs to sweet corn, a rather sobering fact came to light. As Warwick Davis recounted a few years back, the actor distinctly recalled thoroughly enjoying the many delicacies on offer during the first day of shooting a feast scene. Then, as the next day of filming commenced, the actor revealed that the food had in fact been left out overnight, meaning that eating was now a strict no-no. The kicker here is that the shooting of these scenes in particular could go on for 3 to 4 days, meaning that by the end, as Davis put it, you could smell the Great Hall before you got in it. Those joyous faces of happy students devouring said feast just became a whole lot more impressive. Luckily, this approach was scrapped by the time Prisoner of Azkaban rolled around. Number 9, Sylvester Stallone breaks his ribs doing his own stunts. Rambo: First Blood. In the wake of bursting onto the scene as everyone's favorite underdog boxer, Sylvester Stallone decided to take his career in a different direction, swapping gloves for an assault rifle upon taking up the reins of John Rambo in 1982's First Blood. Not one to shy away from the physical aspect of his role, Sly clearly didn't bat an eyelid when asked to perform a scene that would see his Vietnam War vet launch himself off a cliff and into some trees. The moment in question was performed 3 times by the star on the day. But despite coming away with the desired shot, the sight of Stallone genuinely crumbling down from a tree came at a cost. The actor genuinely broke a few of his ribs in the sequence, meaning that those incredibly realistic cries of anguish were about as legit as they come. This wasn't Sly's only injury on the set, though, as he also seriously hurt his back after being clubbed by a nightstick during a jail scene too. Number 8, Christopher Lee's thorough understanding of stabbing sounds, The Return of the King. For those not in the know, Christopher Lee lived a rather storied life in the time before he immortalized himself on screen with roles in Dracula, Star Wars, and The Lord of the Rings, to seriously name but a few. He was, among many other things, a member of the Royal Air Force during World War II, an occupation that led to him very much experiencing the harsh realities of war up close. So much so that when Lee's character of Saruman was required to be stabbed during the making of Peter Jackson's Rings trilogy, the actor had a rather specific piece of feedback. After Jackson tried to get Lee to scream during the death scene, the actor simply replied by asking him, "Have you any idea what kind of noise happens when somebody's stabbed in the back? Because I do." Lee proceeded to explain that the breath is actually driven out of the body during the stabbing, producing a sort of gasping sound. Jackson wisely left Lee to his own devices from that point while shooting this moment, sensing that the star had what he classed as expert knowledge when it came to this brutal act. Number 7, Christopher Mintz-Plasse's mother supervised his sex scene, Superbad. Filming a sex scene in any motion picture isn't exactly what you'd call a relaxing day at the office. However, in the case of Christopher Mintz-Plasse while shooting his infamous love scene in 2007's smash hit comedy Superbad, that awkwardness was dialed up to 11 thanks to one off-screen appearance. With the McLovin actor only being 17 at the time, legally his mother was required to be on set. So sure enough, whilst the star was trying his best to focus on not messing up a highly sensitive scene and uttering his now iconic "it's in" line, Mintz-Plasse's mother was likely not too far away from the action. The actor has gone on record to state that her being there did help negate the awkwardness when they finally sat down to watch the scene together in the flick. But he also confessed that they never addressed the moment in the aftermath, which was likely a good call from both parties. Number 6, Julie Andrews was repeatedly wiped out by the wind, The Sound of Music. Few scenes hold a candle to the stunning opening of Robert Wise's Academy Award-winning The Sound of Music feature. The sight of Julie Andrews twirling majestically as she belts out the legendary tune in front of a backdrop of awe-inspiring mountains is still enough to stun audiences into silence all these years later. However, the actual shooting of this unforgettable sequence wasn't all sunshine and hilltops. In fact, Andrews routinely found herself being flung to the ground by the wind coming off the helicopter shooting her iconic twirl. The constant chaos caused by the contraption being used to capture this captivating moment led to Andrews having to refresh her hair and wardrobe after each of the 7 takes it took to capture the regularly replayed scene. Shooting in front of the real deal mountains on location instead of setting the shot up on a soundstage clearly came at a price. With the constant Austrian rain and relentless slamming of the star into the dirt due to a helicopter's downdraft, all playing their part in bringing this masterpiece to life.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Number 5, Kate Winslet fainted shooting the sink scene, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. After splashing around with Leonardo DiCaprio for hours on end in the making of the record-breaking epic that was Titanic, you'd have thought Kate Winslet would feel quite at home filming whilst frolicking around in some water. Yet that sadly wasn't the case when it came time to shoot the moment herself and Jim Carrey go for a dip in the sink during the filming of 2004's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. As the pair played out the scene which depicted the two jumping back into Joel's babyhood memory and having a bath in the sink, Winslet made it known that she wasn't feeling too well. Director Michael Gondry wanted the cast and crew to push on, however, so Winslet powered through, playing her part brilliantly in bringing the surreal bath time moment into existence. That was until the star eventually fainted and Carey let rip at Gondry for not listening to the clearly unwell actor. Carey was said to have been so furious that Gondry has admitted asking the thespian, "Are you gonna punch me in the face there and then?" You couldn't exactly blame him if he did now, could you? Number 4, Jennifer Lawrence ate raw fish, The Hunger Games Catching Fire. Jennifer Lawrence burst onto the scene seemingly out of nowhere back in the early 2010s. Building on her stellar work in Winter's Bone with the acclaimed trio of X-Men First Class, The Hunger Games, and Silver Linings Playbook, and winning an Oscar in the process. However, this sudden success did not lead to the star resting on her laurels by the time it came to shooting her second outing as Katniss Everdeen. Far from it. In fact, in one particular scene involving the character having to chow down on some raw fish during catching fire, instead of having a much more appetizing substitute brought in on the day, Lawrence decided to brave the stench and munch a very much real raw fish on set. The crew assured her that it was just like eating sushi, and this seems to have worked a treat, as despite not being a fan of fish in general, Lawrence embraced the challenge and even confessed that she was in the mood for a side of rice and some soy sauce once she had begun tucking in. Rather her than us. Number 3. Gene Wilder ate inedible objects, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Movie history was forever changed the second Gene Wilder began to tell us all about the wonders of pure imagination in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Said performance and his work during the legendary introduction to the factory specifically have become the stuff of legend. Yet there are a few trickles of little-known information that are still adding even more luster and sparkle to this already stellar tour around the sugar-filled indoor Candyland. As it goes, a whole host of treats seen during this sequence were actually designed to be completely edible, around a third of the items on set to be precise. And Wilder was very much clued up on which were and which weren't. The teacup he takes a sip from and eventually bites into in the closing stages of the tune unfortunately fell into the latter category. Despite this though, Wilder was determined to make us believe he was tucking into a delicious treat, so he continued to chew the inedible wax cup until the take was finished. But that will not stop me getting hungry watching that scene. Number 2. The Christmas decoration fight had to be done in one take. Elf. Jon Favreau's Elf isn't exactly a film slacking in the balmy scenes department. From Buddy being attacked by a less-than-huggable raccoon, to perhaps the greatest snowball fight ever birthed onto the big screen, this Christmas classic did not play things safe by any means. And the same could be said for another one of the feature's more memorable moments, involving Will Ferrell's fish-out-of-water elf exposing a fake Santa. The subsequent brawl that played out between the two sees Ferrell being tackled through Christmas trees, and numerous Lego buildings being massacred in front of a group of thoroughly traumatized children. Yet one little-known fact makes this on-screen chaos that bit more impressive. Favreau revealed years later that the art department had spent over 2 weeks setting up the department store for this specific scene, putting together the aforementioned Lego and dressing the set with exquisite detail. Yet the time it took to get the store in shooting condition meant the actors only had one take to get it right. Luckily, they literally smashed it, and Favreau was able to escape having to wait weeks to go for a second attempt. Number 1. Quentin Tarantino wouldn't allow Christoph Waltz to rehearse. Inglourious Bastards. Another performance that was quickly scorched into cinema history came during Quentin Tarantino's outstanding alternate telling of multiple plots to assassinate the leaders of Nazi Germany. Yet what many don't realize is that Christoph Waltz's Oscar-winning turn as the despicable Hans Lander in Inglourious Basterds didn't just come as a surprise to those watching on in the cinema. Tarantino recently revealed on the Moment podcast that he instructed the star to hold back when it came to the initial big script read for the feature. He also explained that he wanted Waltz to steer clear from rehearsing with the rest of the cast, telling him to only practice his lines to the director in an effort to inspire some genuine responses from those on set. In the end, the only actor to practice lines with Waltz before filming was Denise Menechet, as the two made up the majority of the film's gripping opening scene. Away from that, pretty much every actor interacting with the star on screen is doing so with literally no knowledge of what Waltz is going to bring to the scene, a decision which undoubtedly led to some of the finest exchanges Tarantino has had the honor of directing.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.